As China's leaders convened for their third party plenum, the world's attention was focused on the prospect of bold economic reforms. But as the conclave broke up, there was talk of change to one of China's most notorious laws, the one-child policy. Introduced in 1979 as a way of alleviating China's social and economic problems after a population explosion in the 50s and 60s, it allowed staggering economic growth without a drain on national resources. And now the policy could be in its final days. So says Wang Feng, sociology professor at Fudan University and one of China's leading demographers.
The policy itself, when it was designed, was planned to be phased out in a generation, in 25 to 30 years. The anticipation for policy change, along with this party plenum, is well within the expectation. So plans have been drawn up internally, and so the expectation is some actions will be seen very soon.
China's birth rate is currently a fifth of what it was 40 years ago, around 0.5% per year. Wang Feng expects it to drop to zero in the next decade.
But when you look at another number, that's the number of children couples have on average, and that drives the long-term trend of population change, and that number has been very low. It's about 1.5 children per couple, 25% below what's needed to maintain the population size.
And that's starting to become a problem for the Chinese government. Last year, for the first time, China's labour force shrank slightly. Experts believe the labour pool will continue to drain for the next 20 years, with big implications for the world's second largest economy. But Wang Feng disputes how much of an ongoing impact the one-child policy is having on China's population growth. The Chinese government says the policy has stopped 400 million people being added to the population in the last 30 years. Wang Feng says the policy has prevented only 100 million births, and he attributes the rest of the slowdown to global trends.
If you look at the world as a whole, for developing countries in the last 50 years, fertility dropped from close to 6 births per woman to slightly over 2. So China is not that much different from what has happened in other countries. And to use this 400 million number as a way to continue to justify China's one-child policy, it's very lame.
So what will a phase-out of the policy look like? Insiders think we'll see the details very soon.
I think the actions will be rolled out in the next few days, if not longer, would be to allow couples who are one side is a only child to have two children. So as a first step to phase out the policy.
Wang Feng expects that to be extended to allow all couples to have two children before the government removes restrictions entirely. But he isn't expecting a baby boom, nor a wave of support.
This is not a policy that anybody wants to apply to themselves. And I think the interesting part is going to be that people actually don't care. And they would like to have their rights back, but fertility will continue to be low in China.
He also isn't ruling out a complete reversal in China's population policy to combat trends predicted by the US and the UN, which both show sharp population declines between 2030 and 2050. He says this could even lead to a pro-natal policy.
I would not be surprised that will be the case in 5 years. Other countries have all done that. So China will wake up and to see that the low fertility is not mostly due to its extreme policy.